Nashville school desegregation began 60 years ago. In 1957, elementary-age students walked through angry white mobs, and one school, Hattie Cotton, was dynamited overnight. Now the district is paying tribute to those pioneering families known as the Nashville 16, and several gathered this week to reflect and reunite. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
At age six, Barbara Watson walked into Jones Elementary for the first time.
Woo!
It was wild.
She describes an intimidating first year.
Being escorted to school and from school, and being threatened. Those were the rough years.
So difficult that some of the Nashville 16 transferred out after a few days. But Watson stayed, feeling protected from the bullying, alongside her friend, Marvin Williams Moore.
And having somebody to walk home with.
Yeah, that was me.
And run home with.
We did a lot of that.
Yeah.
The passage of time has given them the comfort to joke around, but also a fuller understanding of what it meant to enter those first integrated classrooms. And they got a hero's welcome in a Metro Schools boardroom.
I've been dreaming of a city, Jerusalem.
The Hillsborough High School choir performed, and a stream of dignitaries, like the city's first black property assessor and first black schools director, paid their respects.
You paved the way for me.
Amen.
So I'm glad to be here.
Glad to see you.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
And then each of the Nashville 16 received a plaque and a handwritten letter of thanks from a current Metro student. They were called to the front one by one.
Errol Groves, and his mother's going to hold his hand and walk him up here, Miss Iredell Groves.
In fact, several parents attended, now pushing into their 90s. LaWanda Street Harley, who attended Glen Elementary, says they deserve the real credit.
I was a six-year-old being led where I was led. You know, I was only holding on to the hand, but it was my parents. Who were young people back then. They were in their 20s. They were the millennials of today.
Her mother, Serena, says she chose Glenn so her daughter wouldn't have to cross any train tracks and only later realized the obstacle of angry segregationists.
And they were just saying everything to them. I mean, calling them all kinds of names. But the principal was kind. Her teacher was kind. So it made a big difference.
Kindness and bravery in the face of hatred. That's the legacy that city leaders say they'll try to honor this year in the pursuit of further equity. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.